Chad Jensen has the easiest job in all of aviation. As EAA's home builder community manager, his job is to help provide what home builders need, and home builders are a very needy bunch. Great to see you, Chad.
Good to see you too, Bob.
I don't think I've seen you since you got the gig in Oshkosh, which
That's
was about a year ago.
That's true.
And how do you like it?
It's fantastic. I've learned a lot this year, and there's a lot more to learn. It's a lot to take in.
What you were already a home builder.
Yes.
You built a 7 or a 7A, I can't recall.
I built a 7 first, yeah.
And sold that, and are you building now?
I'm building Whitman Tailwind.
How's that going?
That's going good.
Yeah?
Surprisingly, with the amount of time that I have to devote to a project right now, I'm actually getting some things done.
You know a lot of home builders then, and they've looked to EAA and EAA chapters for guidance on building, and now you're in the, not the other side of the job, but you're in a job that provides that guidance.
Yes.
And stuff. Has it given you a different perspective on the whole general home building scene?
Not really. I think I just know, I'm just learning more about it. The perspective hasn't changed.
Yeah.
I think once a home builder, always a home builder, and that's how I see myself. So.
Yeah. I should point out, if I didn't already, that you're the manager or the home building community manager. Is that the exact title?
That's one of my titles.
What are the others?
Well, now that I serve on the senior leadership team, my title there is the senior manager of communities.
Communities. Plural.
Plural.
Not necessarily home builder communities?
That's correct.
Like what?
The ultralights. The divisions are all reporting up through me to the senior leadership team now. They all have their own individual boards and executive directors. However, the anything that needs to go to the senior leadership team is where their seat at the table lives.
Yeah.
The Canadian Council is under me. I've got the seaplane base. Not the Seaplane Pilots Association, but just the seaplane base when they're here.
Yeah. So what do you do when you have all those communities?
When? During the show? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, but in the regular job. I mean, just doing the home builders would be a full-time gig.
It is a full-time gig. I work a lot of hours, answer a lot of questions, keeping the programs going is an important thing. So we're working on revamping the Tech Counselor program and the Flight Advisor program. We've got some good input coming on those.
You know, if you go back, 15, 20 years, the concept of communities was a little bit easier because for home building, because you had the EA chapters basically,
right?
That were what everybody revolved around, right? And then technology came along, different technology came along, and we had websites and all sorts of other things, and it seemed like the communities within the communities began to sprang up. You had the RV crowd, and you had the EZ crowd, or the Bearcat, the Whitman Tailwind crowd,
sure.
And so it seems that it's easier to get communities kind of fragmented in this kind of technological age. So how do you approach that sort of? I assume you don't have a one-size-fits-all.
Absolutely not.
You have more than one community.
I spend a lot of time on the internet, on the various forums, and the Yahoo groups, of course, are out there. The internet has been one of the biggest successes and one of the biggest boons, I think, to the communities as a whole. I mean, it's great information, easy to get to. However, it also provides a place for instant gratification to live, which by that I mean people that want answers from EAA headquarters, they want them right now because of the way things work on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the challenges that I've found in my position.
Yeah.
So.
And I talk about how things have changed technologically in the last 5 or 10 years. What do you think it's going to be like 5 years from now, and then where do you think your role fits into that sort of thing? I see you all over the place on forums now, so I imagine you're sitting in your cubicle just browsing forums, but I'm sure there's more involved than that.
There is. I'm probably not on there physically as much as I appear to be. I usually have a lot of tabs open on my computer, so I appear to be out there more than I actually am, but I do spend a lot of time in the evenings. More time than my own wife probably appreciates dealing with. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say dealing, but just making better roads to communicating with the different groups. That's been a problem in the past.
I should point out that if you want to get a comment in, you can text them to us at 920-550-1210. Somebody texted, Chad Jensen is the pride of Eastern Central Illinois, and I hear he really likes Supper Club.
Oh, yes. Capital City Brewery, their little plug for them.
Yeah.
Supper Club, yeah.
When you came up to Oshkosh, moved to Oshkosh, were there things that you thought as a builder that you would like to see EA do differently, either in terms of home building advice or anything, and that you maybe had a different opinion once you got here?
I think that we're getting there, actually. We've got some program changes. We've got good people in place now that, as far as our membership line goes, our service, our tech service lines, so we've always had good people in tech service line. But getting the programs to the next level is where we're headed with the Hints for Home Builders and the webinars. And again, the Tech Counselor and Flight Advisor programs, they're good programs that worked well in the past. There's a few aspects of the programs that don't fit in today's world, which is where we're going to improve those.
Yeah. How do you keep it fresh? I love the home builders, Hints for Home Builders.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
But there's
thing,
only
yeah.
so many ways you can show somebody how to put a Clico in, and then you run out of things to
That's a big challenge,
is it?
Keeping it fresh. And I actually rely on the communities to help me out with that, because I feel like I have some pretty good ideas, but I'm definitely not the expert as far as keeping things fresh. We've got a fantastic marketing department now that's really helping us out with their ideas, and they work across the board as far as EA goes, and my programs are included in their fresh look, and they're a great, great team.
If you had a magic wand and you could get everything that you want, and you had an endless supply of money to do it, an endless supply of people to do it, what would you do?
I don't even know how to answer that question, Bob.
Take a shot.
I don't think there is. I can't answer that. There's too many things.
Yeah. What's the number one question you're asked? Well, by home builders specifically. When you say, "I'm Chad Jensen and I'm here to help you."
Well, it probably gets asked to many EA staffers nowadays. What do you think of the direction of EAA?
And you like it?
I think we're headed in the right direction. I think we are. I mean, I wouldn't be here if we weren't.
You go out in the field over here, and there's 10 million RVs.
Yeah, I counted them yesterday. Yeah, just under 10 million, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you sell your RV for?
Reasons I can't go into on the radio.
Okay.
I miss that airplane terribly. And the new owner is here. He's from South Africa. That's where the airplane is now.
Yeah, can I ask you what that's like to sell a home built to somebody in another country?
Well, the process was easy as I could have ever imagined.
Really?
But only because I had the proper help. Rob Ray, Smokey Ray on VAF, he worked as the go-between guy between me and the buyer. They were friends, and it couldn't have gone any smoother. I think that if I would have done it myself, I probably wouldn't have tackled it. But there's a lot of logistics that go into play there.
You know, every time I look on Facebook, there's another picture of you out flying
something else.
Yes. So tell me again how your job is hard.
It's one of the perks of the job. I'm not going to complain about that.
How awesome is that?
I love it.
I think you mentioned that you were flying in and out of Pioneer over here. Did you have to go through? Looked like you had to go through some sort of training.
That training is about as in depth the training as one can go through for a little grass airport.
Really?
There's a ground school. There is. It probably took me 3 weeks to get through the flight training part of it. I flew, I don't know, around 10 hours, I would say. Not all of it dual, but once I was signed off to practice at the airport, there's a certain pattern, there's certain altitudes, certain reporting points, and it's just, they're very on top of safety. They knew exactly where the right fields are to land if you have to perform something like that. You know where they're at all times.
Tell me what planes you've been flying.
I've been flying both Glass Stars at Pioneer. We have a flying club at EA now, the Employee Flying Club, so I have access to an RV-6A, so I'm still an RV pilot.
Good.
We've got a Cubby, which is a J3 clone, the Wag Arrow Cubby, which, to be honest with you, is the airplane that I do fly the most. Yeah. That airplane is, I've always loved flying Cubs. And the guys over at Sonics have been real good to me. I basically have an open door to their fleet. I haven't flown everything over there yet, but they've been good to me, and I certainly appreciate that. So there's a lot of neat airplanes around here to fly.
They're like living the dream.
I pinch myself. I really do. It's
I got
it's
the
a
whole
dream
fleet
come true.
Of Sonics at my disposal.
I got to give them. I got to give them a call and make sure I can come over and get the keys to the hangar. But you know, if you would have told me back when we had the big party in 2007 that I'd be sitting up here being interviewed by you,
I know,
as an EA staffer, a senior staffer at that, that's something that I never would have guessed. It's been fantastic.
I remember when you were nobody, Jensen.
Yeah,
nobody.
Yeah.
I say. So tell me about the project you're on now, the building project.
Yeah, the Whitman Tailwind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's a project that started, stopped, and sold some stuff, started over again. What I mean by that is I built all of the wood ribs. I built the started building the spars, and it's taking a lot of time. I'm a woodworker. I've built many things out of wood, coffee tables and beds, dressers, that kind of thing. But
you like wood better than aluminum?
I can't say I can choose one over the other. Metal ribs are coming along. Just about finished up with those. I've got the fuselage in my garage, and... I work on it as time allows, but I'm getting more time on it than I would have thought I would have had. So
it's great to see you, man.
You too, Bob.
You're doing well. It's great to see you again, and
you too.
Best of luck. Congratulations. And,
thank you very much.
Hope to chat with you again.
Absolutely. Anytime.
I'm Bob Collins. This is EAA Radio.